From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Another American soldier was killed in Baghdad today when someone on an overpass dropped a grenade into a Humvee as it drove by. The number of Americans killed in action since President Bush declared an end to major combat on May 1st now stands at about 50. An equal number of U.S. troops have died from other causes during that time. Meanwhile, in Washington, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said 30 nations have promised to help stabilize and rebuild Iraq by sending personnel. That rebuilding process is underway in Iraq's health care system, which Iraqis say was badly neglected under Saddam Hussein. The General Hospital in Fallujah, west of Baghdad, is one of many that are struggling to improve services and infrastructure. Fallujah remains an unstable city where locals occasionally clash with U.S. forces. But the hospital has been restocked and repaired with major help from the U.S. Army. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
In one of their first meetings, U.S. Army doctors asked Raha Fia what he needed most right now. Dr. Hia marvels at how quickly the U.S. military moved to get him the 75 brand new air conditioners he told them he desperately needed.
Well, I said the first problem in the hospital is air conditioning, because the only way of fanning was with some sort of carts. The patient takes some paper like that and do fanning for there. It is very hot. Within 3 days, they solved this problem. I want all the problems of the hospital to be solved in this way.
But the director of Fallujah General Hospital is a realist, and he knows restoring the damage done by 3 decades of Ba'ath Party neglect will take time. The doctor says he's happy to be out from under the thumb of a system that, on paper, was full of ideals about universal health care. In reality, he says, distribution of medicine and new equipment was largely based on politics, bribery, and the sometimes cruel whim of Ba'ath Party favoritism.
This is not a problem of Al-Fallujah General Hospital. This is a problem of all Iraq. Why? This is their ethics. I think they don't believe in health. They don't believe in humanity.
Thanks to Allah, Dr. Hia says happily, we were spared the looting that hit other hospitals. But Dr. Hia and his colleague, surgeon Dr. Kamal Fulani, still have a long list of basic needs for a hospital that serves 500,000 residents in the greater Fallujah area. Dr. Fulani says their ancient X-ray machine breaks down every day, and an ultrasound machine remains a fantasy.
Don't be astonished when you say, what's your needs? We told you everything we need. You don't see a doctor seeing his patients without an X-ray. This is difficult, man.
This day, staff are celebrating the opening of a newly refinished and improved maternity ward. The ward smells of fresh paint, and new sheets adorn old metal beds. A wealthy Fallujah-born businessman paid for it all, and a charity from the United Arab Emirates donated special incubators for premature babies. But hospital officials here don't want to rely on handouts. They're hoping the American forces and fledgling Iraqi governing council provide even more of the supplies and support that was sorely lacking under the Ba'ath Party system. On his weekly visit, Dr. Mark Passamani, the Army's liaison to the hospital, checks in with Dr. Omar Sadr, a regional Iraqi health director. Dr. Passamani wants to know whether or not the distribution system the coalition is helping to reform is starting to improve the supply chain at all.
And I was wondering how those orders are doing.
How these orders are doing?
Yes.
The request seems stuck in Baghdad, just like the pre-war Ba'ath Party days. And Dr. Passamani is under pressure to do more faster for the hospital. It's tempting to drive right to Baghdad, he says, and work U.S. Army or provisional authority contacts to expedite the requests. But Passamani says that would do nothing in the long run.
It takes away from having the system work out. Our job is not to make them dependent on us and just get things. It's to try to get their system to work so that when we leave, they have a working system. It's going to take some time for that. Unfortunately, it's not going to be immediate.
Dr. Passamani is gearing up to leave Iraq and move with his unit back to Kuwait and likely back home. Dr. Hia, the hospital's director, wonders if the U.S. Army and the Provisional Authority will continue to honor the many promises of help after new military units arrive in Fallujah.
I think they will keep working, inshallah. As a doctor, I think I should thank them for their cooperation and for their services for the hospital. As a citizen, I ask them to go early. I think they should leave.
Dr. Hia clearly makes a distinction between Mark Passamani, the physician, and Major Passamani, the soldier. Yet the Iraqi offers Passamani a warm handshake, broad smile, and thanks, as he says goodbye to the Army doctor who's helped jumpstart the rebirth of his hospital. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Fallujah.